Scoundrel CEOs, tumbling share prices, accounting deceptions. Rarely have Americans had less confidence in big business. But you wouldn't know it if you visited many of the nation's business schools. They're on a building binge. Business schools from coast to coast have been putting up mammoth structures in an effort to enhance their prestige and keep up with growing enrollments. Joel Obermeyer reports.
It's moving day at the Weatherhead School of Management, the business school at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland. A team of administrators and students is packing up the dean's office. They're moving into a $61 million building that looks more like a piece of sculpture than a place for classrooms. Outside, it resembles a misshapen brick box with a giant roll of stainless steel paper towels that has unraveled across the top and overflowed the sides. For the design, Case Western hired Frank Gehry, the architect who designed the new Guggenheim Art Museum in Spain. Business school officials say they outgrew their old space. Dean Mohsen Anvari says the building could help as the school tries to attract students and move up in the rankings.
The competition is very, very real. Between my school and my peer schools, the competition is very tight. And a business school building does make a difference.
Inside, workers are putting finishing touches on a wooden staircase. The building has the feel of a giant art gallery. It's all curving white walls and oddly shaped atriums, with natural light splashing down from windows high above. There are steep amphitheaters for classes. Dick Boland chaired the faculty committee that oversaw the planning process.
We didn't set out to build a landmark building. What we set out to do was build a building that reflected the values of the school.
All the seats in the place have super-fast internet connections. In case that's not enough, wireless access is also available in every room, hallway, and study nook. Peter Lewis, the head of auto insurer Progressive Corporation, donated $36 million to the project and has his name on the building. The rest of the money came from alumni and university funds. Still, some at Case Western wonder whether the soaring project is a little too much. They say it just doesn't fit in at the university. Adam Przinski is a doctoral student in sociology who works across the street.
I think it was a waste. I think that $60 million could have been spent on scholarships for undergraduate or graduate students, and a much lesser building could have been built.
While Case Western has been erecting its edifice, other business schools have been moving forward with projects of their own. Several state schools in places like Oregon and Indiana have constructed new buildings, even as state budget deficits force the universities to cut back elsewhere. Milton Blood is with the Association to Advance Collegiate Schools of Business, a national accreditation agency for business schools.
The business schools are often a very visible part of the institution, so they're going to make sure that the business school has a kind of cachet to it, or a kind of attractiveness, progressiveness, to symbolize what the institution is doing.
The schools have added programs for working professionals and seminars for executives. Many of the institutions say they need new space because they changed their teaching to emphasize group work over standard lecture courses. The business schools were able to tap alumni and corporations. The projects they funded are just coming to completion now, even as corporate executives are under suspicion and many companies are going through the worst time they've had in decades. Julia Grant is an associate dean at the Weatherhead School.
The current boom in business school buildings is partly related to how healthy the economy was through the 90s. And right now, you look at it and you say, well, ooh, that seems a little off kilter. Yeah, it does at the end stage, but not when they were planned. So part of it's a timeline.
The biggest project of all may be at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. Much of the school's activities will soon be conducted in a new building costing $140 million, all of it raised from alumni. It has enough square footage inside to cover 7 football fields. To give the walls the right feel, the builders imported 20,000 square feet of red Baruli sandstone from India. But university officials seem even more focused on technology than construction materials. Patrick Harker, the dean of the school, says that's a necessity.
We are increasingly teaching the Nintendo, Sega generation. They learn not by being talked to, but by engaging the material in an interactive way.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
In the new building, classrooms have elaborate sound systems and projection screens for video conferencing. Jerry McCartney, an associate dean, walks to the front of the room. He's eager to show off a $4,000 metal podium.
Every Wharton classroom you go into from now on will have one of these podia in it.
The podium was custom built. It raises or lowers so that professors won't have to stoop to look at their notes. And it also hooks into the classroom's computer network.
The idea is that when a faculty member would come in, with one press of one button, they could do whatever it is they needed to do. And the systems are pre-programmed to do that.
Wharton and other business schools say they are putting up buildings to last 100 years or more. The business cycle will turn one day. In the meanwhile, a tight job market means more people will take time off to study, and the schools say they will have a better chance of filling their new classrooms. For NPR News, I'm Joel Obermeyer.